What is going on, everyone? Welcome to the Josh Robinson Show. I am Josh, and this is everybody's favorite pocket-sized podcast. Today, I mean, I just got done watching NXT TakeOver Portland. I forgot where it was just for a minute there because my brain is so rattled. At time of recording, it's about an hour removed from TakeOver Portland, and I know this isn't technically a wrestling show. This is more about everything else. However, this is literally the show about anything, so I'll give you a brief little kind of just my feeling on NXT TakeOver Portland because I don't feel like I can wait to tell anybody. It was amazing. I hope that everybody enjoyed NXT TakeOver Portland. Everything top to bottom was great. There were some mixed opinions on the street fight and stuff like that. However, I loved that match. I loved that finish. I'm not going to go in depth on everything, but I'd be silly not to just say how great that show was, and now we're leading right into WrestleMania season, and it's just crazy. NXT is delivering on just every level. I just really love what's going on. So I just thought I'd briefly mention that just to open up the show, but mainly what I want to talk to you today about is there's something going on with me in the sense of what I'm offering in a few weeks' time. On March 4th, 2020, the Josh Robinson 00 reveal is happening. Something different is coming from my stuff. I'm not telling you what it is today. That's what the reveal is for. However, why not give you a little inside scoop from the one person that honestly knows what is happening in terms of whatever I have in store. So, please listen along to this brief little background onto why this is what is going to happen is happening, and just maybe a little hint of what is happening. So I have always stated that I always want to A, stop doing this as if this is fun, B, treat this as if a million people were listening, and C, always be ready to open a new chapter, always be ready to expand, always be ready to grow. And there's some things that have to happen in order for you to grow. But I am looking to evolve, and I'm looking to change, and I'm looking to make things better. And I want to make things bigger. I want to make things better. It's no surprise that I put a lot of effort into all of the stuff that I'm doing, whether it be this, Wrestling Reverb, Josh Plays, anything I do on YouTube, any kind of content that I create. I put 1,000% effort into it, and that's exactly what has been building for the last 2 months. I've been sitting on this, have told absolutely no one. No one will know until March 4th, everything. I'm not telling any friend, nothing, because I just want it to stay just pure, and I want it to be something that just happens, and everyone's just gone, okay, he's putting some effort and time and appreciation into this, because I really do want this reveal to go well. I have a lot more stuff planned. If you've went to my YouTube, you'll see a couple of videos. I'm going to be releasing videos all the way up until March 4th with different little things, and I have a lot of different stuff planned for you to kind of just feel and just react however you want to react, whether you take it in a funny way, when you take it in a serious way. I don't really care how you react as long as you react. That's my plan with all of this kind of stuff. So what exactly is it? Again, I'm not telling you until March 4th. You'll see it all over my YouTube and my Twitter, everything. You'll know everything you need to know on March 4th about what is happening. What is happening to Josh Robinson 00? What is happening with my content? What is happening with these shows? What is happening with Josh Plays? Everything across the board for Josh Robinson 00, whatever you want to consider what I do. It's something's up, something's changing, something's happening, something's expanding, something's doing something. I'm not exactly telling you what it is, but something is happening, and I'm very, very excited for it. I've got a lot of cool things happening on March 4th that you are going to be just like, this is cool. I'm hyping it up for a reason because I want you guys to get some anticipation behind this. Anyone that's followed my journey and followed me along the way, thank you up until this point, but you're just seeing the start. This is only just the beginning of what I hope to offer, and I said at the start of this year, 2020 is going to be a lot different. I'm going to expand, I'm going to grow, I'm going to have a lot more self-confidence, and that's exactly what this build-up is doing. I've got a lot of stuff planned, and I hope you guys just continue to stay posted on my social media and my YouTube and everything that I produce, because you never know when a hint might come. You never know when something might happen. You never really know what's coming next in the lead up to March 4th. So we got a couple of weeks just to go through. Now, please stay posted on my social medias, because you will see different things and stuff that you need to know in the lead up to March 4th, because there will be a few things happening as well. So please stay posted to March 4th, 2020. You're going to see that date across my Twitter and my Instagram, my Facebook, all of my content a lot. You're going to hear me say March 4th, 2020 a lot, because I am pushing it hard. Okay, guys, so please bear with me. You're going to be sick of me saying March 4th, 2020, but it would be worth it. I can nearly 100% guarantee that it's going to be worth it. So there's that. Another thing that I wanted to touch on briefly is, so music is very dear and near, like everybody, it's very close to us. We all have a special relationship when it comes to music, whatever we kind of grab at. And I've talked about music a lot, and I'm very like active about music on Twitter and all my social media about, I kind of just kind of dabble with anything. If I like what I hear, I don't really care. I don't really see genre or anything like that. But regardless of all that, just there's something that's come out in the last couple of days. Billie Eilish has put out a new song, No Time to Die, for the new James Bond movie that's coming out soon, I'm assuming. I don't really follow along with movies too much. I've never watched a James Bond movie, but they always have big artists do songs. And something came over me when I was listening to this song. A, it's a fantastic song. Billie Eilish brings out some great music and just very like unique kind of different spins on what you hear on the radio, I guess. And she's kind of taken the world over. She's kind of the flavor of the month at the moment. But that song resonated with me. I'm like, this is a really good song. And I've noticed something is that we often talk about these unique artists like Billie Eilish, Poppy, just these very unique sounds that are coming into the mainstream world. Now, have you noticed in the last maybe 5 years or so, even a little bit less, maybe a little bit more, that sound has become more prominent than maybe what was on the radio 10 years ago, when it was more, I guess, dance-centric or just that kind of genre of music? Music goes through fads all the time. If you look at from the 70s all the way to now, there's different kind of things dominating the mainstream charts. And I think we're coming into a time with music that the Billie Eilishes and the stuff like that, you know, artists like that and bands like that are kind of becoming a little bit more prominent. They're becoming a little bit more of the focus, a little bit more of the limelight. That's becoming more of the norm. I think in the next 5 years, that style of music, that Billie Eilish kind of different kind of take on modern day mainstream pop music, is going to be dominating the charts, and the other stuff is going to take the back seat, which I think is a good thing for mainstream music, because I think a lot of the problem with that a lot of people have with mainstream music is that it doesn't have a lot of depth. It doesn't have a lot of meaning. I've heard so many people say that. It's just that the stuff the radios play, or the stuff that's dominating the charts, is meaningless. And I've heard a lot of people say that. Now, I don't personally necessarily agree. I think there is all kinds of music that is meaningless, but it's just what you take from it. Now, I like a lot of mainstream, quote-unquote, pop music. However, I do understand that kind of stigma against it, because there is a lot of it that is like that. And I really do think in the next 5 to 10 years, that kind of music that the Billie Eilishes of the world are bringing out will be kind of the mainstays and the dominant of the charts. And it will become, that to me is pop music, if you want to call what Billie Eilish does pop, maybe like a dark pop, alternative pop music, has meaning. It has meaning behind what she's singing. And there's depth to it. There's something in it that you can kind of grab onto. That's how I see that kind of music. And I'm glad music is shifting towards that, because we did move into a time when it was just the same song basically coming out in cycles, and it was just the same people, and it's just everything. I think that's just how the machine kind of works, but I think we are moving away from that, at least in my eyes. Maybe I'm just getting older and I'm starting to appreciate different kinds of music and different different approaches to music, but that's how I personally see it now. That's how I want it to be, and I hope that we're getting to a place of that. I don't know. I could be wrong. Sound off below in the comments if you're listening on YouTube, or leave a review or something. Tweet at me. What do you think is dominating the charts? And do you agree with the fact that you think music is moving towards what I'm saying? Or do you think it's still stuck in the same spot? Do you think it's moving in another direction? Let me know at JoshRobinson00 on Twitter, Instagram, or even Facebook if you're using that. Now, we're going to take a short break. We have a few messages to get to, so when we come back, I'm going to reveal what is coming up this Friday on Wrestling Reverb. So take a minute to listen to these messages, and we'll be right back here on The Josh Robinson Show. Change. Make or become different. March 4th. 2020, The Josh Robinson 00 reveal. Evolution, the gradual development of something. March 4th, 2020, The Josh Robinson 00 reveal. And we are back here on the Josh Robinson Show. Now, I know everyone is probably, okay, what's happening on Wrestling Reverb this Friday? Now, a lot of the time I don't really do this kind of, this is what's coming up on Wrestling Reverb this week, but I wanted to, come listen to the Josh Robinson Show. Let me talk for 10 minutes about random stuff, and then the other 5 to 10 minutes, we can talk about what's coming up this Friday on Wrestling Reverb. Now, I said last week on Wrestling Reverb, for anyone that hadn't listened to last week's Wrestling Reverb, first and foremost, pause this podcast, go back to last Friday's episode of Wrestling Reverb, find it on any major platform that you listen to podcasts, and go back and listen to last week's episode. It was very, 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 very fun. So, once you do that, come back. I'm glad you're back. Hello, how are you? So, I stated that my schedule's a little crazy this week, and I wasn't going to get the opportunity to record with Kevin, which sucks, but don't worry, I'm not running solo this week. As you've seen on my Twitter, the queen of NE herself, the lovely queen, is going to be a special guest co-host. Now, I say co-host because there's a difference between having a guest and a co-host. A guest is more of someone that I will direct questions at and kind of chit-chat with and have a conversation with. This week, Queen is going to be filling the shoes of Kevin because she will be my co-host, because this week on Wrestling Reverb, we're going to be doing something different. Now, you know, predominantly, I kind of talk about WWE and a little bit of AEW, but I'm focusing on a WWE product. That's what I watched. What I watch first and foremost. It's what I kind of can sink my teeth into. But of course, there is other things outside of in the wrestling world that I don't necessarily talk about on a week-to-week basis. Here and there, I might, but on a week-to-week basis. Now, I have been one that has been very open about the fact that, hey, AEW, not necessarily my favorite thing. I'm not really loving Dynamite or anything like that. However, I've always been open to it. I've always wanted it to get better. I've always been, you know, ready, willing, and able just to be like, yo, come find me. I want Dynamite to succeed. I want AEW to succeed. And because I've taken such a step back from AEW, I haven't really been watching Dynamite. I've been kind of keeping up with it on Twitter, but I'm not knowing absolutely everything that's going on. So that's where Queen comes in. My special guest co-host for the week will be giving me 5 reasons why me, Josh Robinson, should be watching AEW. 5 reasons on why I should be giving it a chance. 5 reasons to say, hey, this is what you're missing out of. 5 reasons to turn over the channel and watch Dynamite on a Wednesday or Thursday morning for me, because it's live Thursday morning. So that's what's going to be going down this Friday. Queen is very excited. She's been doing a lot of research. She's been doing taking notes and everything like that to give me the 5 best reasons why I should be paying attention to AEW, and specifically Dynamite, I guess, but just AEW as a whole. Because I'm keeping up with it on the surface, but like I said, I'm not really, you know, paying all my attention for it, you know, as much as I would like to be. I really wanted to be involved in Dynamite, but hey, if it's not for me, it's not for me. However, maybe these five reasons will convince me otherwise of being at least giving it another shot to go, hey, I'm going to watch Dynamite this week or next week. And yeah, I'm really excited for Queen's reasons. She hasn't told me. We're not going to pre-screen these. We're going to do them on the podcast. So you're going to hear it five reasons why I should be watching AEW Dynamite this Friday on Wrestling Reverb. Now, as you know, last week on Wrestling Reverb, it actually premiered on YouTube. A special, like, you can do that premiere thing where you upload and then you premiere it so people can come in and chat in the chat. It's going to be happening again this week, this Friday at 1 p.m. Australian Central Daylight Time. So just do a little conversion. You'll find out when it is in your time zone. But 1 p.m. it's going to be down on YouTube. And then the podcast will go up 1 hour later. So around 2 p.m. Australian Central Daylight Time, you will hear the podcast version. So if you want to watch it with some other people, you can jump on youtube.com/channel/C/JoshRobinson00 and you can go to watch it with other people and listen to it as it first hits the internet before it goes on the podcast version, as well as you being able to go back and watch it on YouTube. So expect more of that stuff from me. If you want another little hint at the reveal, March 4th, 2020, there's going to be a lot more of that kind of stuff. Trust me. There'll be a lot more premiere and stuff like that, more interaction. There's your little sneak peek, hint, at something that's coming with this reveal for the Josh Robinson 00 reveal, okay? A little interaction, a little more premieres. But 1 p.m. is when you're going to hear myself and special guest co-host Queen go talk some AEW, talk something different for Wrestling Reverb. So I'll see you then. I guess that's all it's going to be for the Pocket Size Podcast this week for the Josh Robinson Show. Bit of a shorter episode, but I'm not mad. I'm not mad at all. So, until next Tuesday, I will see you on the next one. Please be kind to one another. Please continue to rate this podcast 5 stars on iTunes. Follow it wherever you're listening to podcasts. Give a like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff on YouTube. Share this on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, MySpace. I don't know what else there is. Whatever. Pinterest. Pin it on your board on Pinterest. Put it next to your chicken soup recipe or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, until next time, I will see you guys on the next one. Peace out.